Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Thank you so much, Zane, for that update. To you listening at home, it is 24 minutes past five. You are listening to the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. My name is Abungile Nzelenzele. Not alone in studio, by the way. The A-team here with me, Untshebe Ngokwakhe, Rafiq Wahid, and Yona Sebete Paganiel Khulu. Coming up next, though, we take a look at how you can support those that are going to university next year, financially, that is, because it's that time to start thinking about those things. And so joining you on the line is Ben Rath, who is the co-founder of EduOne. What is EduOne, you wonder? I don't know. Let Mr. Rath tell you what that is. A very good morning to you, Ben. How are you doing?
Morning, Ash. How's it going?
Ah, it's going. We lost the 2023 World Cup. Nonetheless, yeah, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that right now. We're looking at positives. Listen, Ben, what is EduOne?
EduOne is a student-centered startup based in Cape Town, and we've built a couple of student-oriented websites. EduFunding being one of them, which is the one I think you're most excited to talk about. But we've got a couple of information portals. We've got course matching tools. And really, we're just trying to build, an ecosystem of solutions online, mostly, for students in South Africa to, just help them along their journey in getting an education, making sure that they achieve whatever educational success that they strive towards. So, we've built about 8 products so far. Most of them websites. We've got education planners as well that sit down with students and help them plan their education. Hmm. But really, the company itself is a team of very innovative, forward-thinking people that are just trying to kind of cater to that, to some of these gaps that are experienced in the tertiary market.
And talking to that, there's so many parents out there now looking to put their young ones to university, but money is always an issue. And everyone's always looking for bursaries. Everyone's looking for support financially. And I do understand that as EduOne, you've put together a bursary report. But talking to that, roughly how much money is available out there for bursary students? And how does one go about obtaining a bursary?
The number that we've managed to come up with is about 4 billion in bursary funding. Now obviously there's the 17.8 billion from NSFAS that is a combination between government backed loans and bursaries. But in terms of private bursary funding, it's around about 4 billion. And so, obviously when the fees crisis hit end of 2015, that was kind of when we started thinking about the funding space and realizing that it was such a big problem for students. So we put a website called EduFunding together, which was really then an assimilation of all of the bursary opportunities that are out there for students, to try and kind of centralize them and make it a lot easier to find and apply for bursary funding. Obviously, everyone knows that the banks offer loans and all the rest. We wanted to make it a lot easier to find that private funding offered by a corporate. On the other end of that, we wanted to create a sort of back-end administration system for corporates and for private companies to make it easier and more accessible to offer bursaries. So, obviously incentivize the CSI funding as well as HR talent pipeline, and try and get companies to offer more funding in that environment, to go trying to get that 4 billion to 6 billion to 8 billion. In order to apply for bursaries, obviously you can get application forms from any one of the organizations that offer them.
Where would you find that information? Would you be able to go into EduOne and find who's offering what?
That's exactly the point. So what the student would do is go to www.edufunding.co.za, and we've literally listed every bursary opportunity we've ever been able to find. And if you can't apply online, which for a large part of them you can, if you can't apply online, there is a link there to their downloadable application form. You can download it. And all the instructions are there. The student doesn't really have to have to go and fish for any more information other than what's on EduFunding. So it does make it a hell of a lot easier for students to find and apply for bursaries.
If you just joined the conversation, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by Ben Rath, co-founder of EduOne, talking to you about how you can find bursaries. I mean, 4 billion rands worth of bursaries out there for you that you can have access to. Ben, in talking to that, as we're closing the argument, though, let's tie it all together. EduOne is the company, but there's EduFunding, where that's all the bursary information is, and that's where anyone that is looking to find out more about bursaries, they can contact you on.
Absolutely. Students can always just message us on Facebook, and we can kind of give them a rundown of everything that's available to them. But www.eduone.co.za is the directory. So you can then go and find all of our solutions on EduOne. Most pertinently, the funding website is EduFunding, EDU. FUNDING.co.za.
Ben, listen, thank you so much. And I think closer to the time also, I think before we finish the month of December, we need to have a chat again where we give it more time and we detail it to the parents out there, because I do believe this is one of the platforms that we need going forward.
Absolutely. We support that, yeah.
Thank you so much. Ben Rath, co-founder of EduOne.